Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Hey. We will begin with Daf Hey Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. It says, When Yochanan would learn the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk here again is a pasuk in Eiv, where Eiv, because as we have mentioned, Eiv was a tzaddik, he Baruch Hashem was a successful person. Financially, he had a wonderful family, children. And the pasuk says in Eiv, beginning of Eiv, Vehi Hayoim, it was that day. Chazal say Vehi Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges all of us, Eiv was also judged. And the Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you treating Eiv so nicely? He's a wonderful person. He's a Yir Shemayim. So the Satan respond that test him and let us see how he behaves. He's only acting this way because he has not been tested. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you may test him. You could take away his children. You could take away his money. But you can't kill him. And that's what happened. And with that all, the pasuk says, Eiv remained a righteous individual, a Yir Shemayim. And the pasuk says in Eiv, V'yayim Hashem el ha-satan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the satan, Hasamta lipcha avdi Eiv. Did you pay attention to my servant Eiv? Ke'en kamay ba'aretz, there's no one like him. Ish tam v'yosh yir elikim. V'sam ra v'adonim achz b'tumasai. He remains tamimus, he remains righteous. V'tisiseni bo'y levaloi chinam. And that you have that instigated me to test him was all for chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, the pasuk is saying that the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him was because the satan had instigated and then instigated him. And says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan learned this pasuk, Eved Shirabi Mesisinloi, Eved, that his owner can be instigated against. Eiv, the wonderful person, could be instigated against. Takano Yeshloi, is there any way to save ourselves from such a situation? If Eiv was tested that way, how could we expect to survive? Even though the Tori Evan does say that Eiv, because there has to be some explanation. So the Tori Evan explains that Eiv was, we remember this Medrash says, Shloisha Hoyu Baisa Eitza. There were three people who Parak consulted in Mitzrayim. Eiv, Yisroi, and Bilam. Bilam, we know, was the person who gave the Eitza, Kaviyachal, gave the Eitza to Paroi, and we know what was the end of Bilam. Yisroi ran away, and that's why Yisroi's family ended up being the great leaders in Klal Yisrael, and Eiv remained silent. And as I heard Reb Chaim Shalevitz say, even though Eiv was well aware that there wasn't much he could do to help, but that doesn't give him a right to remain silent. He has to, if it hurts, Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to say, you need to cry out. And he didn't say anything, and that's why he was more predisposed to being judged than others. Rabbi Yochanan kibat l'haikrabachi, when he would learn this pasuk in Eiv that says, Heim b'gdayshim lo'yamin. And he would say, I b'gdayshim lo'yamin. If we see people who were such a wonderful individual, and still he was tested, b'man yamin, who could be confident that he could be safe? The Pash Pshat, as the Metzudas Tzin explains the pasuk, is talking about the Malachim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though the Malachim that were not born with a Yetzer Hara, all they hear is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still they can't be confident that they are where they should be. Whereas the Metzudas Tzin says that compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their Kedusha is meaningless. Certainly, we mortal human beings have so much more to be concerned about. Yom Echad, says the Gemara, one day I have a cause of Baruch Hu, Rav Yochanan was traveling on the road. Chazil Gavr de Kaman Ketane. He saw an individual holding dates. shavakhanach the mantu, and instead of taking the ones that had already properly ripened, he left them v'shokal hanach the loy matu, and he took the ones that were not ripened. An act which is difficult to understand. If anything, the ripe ones are delicious and are ready to be eaten. Why did he take the unripened ones? Amalei, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says to that individual, Lav hani malan tfei, aren't the ripe ones better? Amalei, lorchem bina lehu. I need these grapes, I need these dates for a trip. Hani natrin, the ones that are not ripe are going to be fine. They're not going to spoil. For hani, whereas the ripe ones, loinatrin, they're quicker to get spoiled, and they won't make it for the long trip. Almost, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. I understand now the pasuk that says, ha'en b'kadoshiv la'yaman. Just like the person is not sure, just like a person can't be sure about unripened dates that they may spoil, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees sometimes tzaddikim, who he is concerned might not make it, that these concern that these people may come to do averus. So instead of them staying in the world and being tested, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that person away before he's tested and he leaves the world as a righteous individual. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For who Talmid Adav B'Shvus Rebbe Alexandri, there was an individual who lived in the neighborhood of Rebbe Alexandri, v'shokav ad zutar, and he died young. V'amar, and Rebbe Alexandri said about him, iboy haim rabbanon, had this individual wanted, havachai, he would have lived longer. Ask the Gemara, v'm Isa, ask the Gemara, as we just learned, that people sometimes are taken away from the world before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before they could do anything wrong. Why are you so confident that he was taken away because he did something wrong? Dilma, maybe he's in the category of individuals. Dilma, hey Mekadoshin lo Yamin Hava. He's in the category of individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't trust, and he takes them away young. Says the Gemara, that individual there was no question about. The pasuk says, "Who mevat b'rabbeis of hava." He was an individual who didn't respect his rebbeim properly, and therefore, such a person certainly doesn't deserve to live. And what the Gemara is saying is that if you see an individual who acted improperly, such an individual, we may leave the world because he died, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take him before he does an Aveira. But if we see an individual that does Aveira, we don't have to start trying to explain it away. And since the Torah says, when they save a talk of a data b'nei zokin, v'yireisim alakechop, having respect for a Talmud Chacham, having respect for a tzaddik, is connected to Yerushalayim. So a person who doesn't have that respect for his rebbeim and for tzaddikim, is certainly an individual who is lacking Yerushalayim, and he doesn't deserve to live. Another individual who we don't see that type of behavior, by him we could say it must be because Mekadosh v'lo Yamin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan kimatil haikra bachi. Rabbi Yochanan learned this pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, in Malachi, v'karachti alecha l'mishpat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will judge you quickly. V'yesi eid m'maher, b'machashvim, I will be quick to punish those that do kishif, that sorcery, benafim, people who are moral, ubenishbam, l'shachir, and somebody who swears falsely, ubenoiskishachir, people who withhold people's salaries. Says the Gemara, Evet Shem Rabbi Makarav L'Donai. Here we say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be quick to judge them. And I will be quick to say testimony. Is there any hope for such an individual? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that this is his, what's going to happen, and as the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, the Gemara, as says Gemara B'Yochim and Zakkai, a step further, that not only are they punished, but look at what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk treats hakalos, somebody who only violated a lav, somebody who is a manaf and a machasha, which is a chiv misa. And for all of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so demanding. And the Mesil Shesharim explains, certainly, it's not the intention of the Gemara to say that somebody who, that for all Averis, there's the same punishment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, looks at the severity of an Avera when he punishes for the Avera. The pshat in the Gemara is that nothing is ignored. And one would maybe think, explains the Mesil Shesharim, that if somebody was punished, somebody's getting punished for a very serious Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may overlook the not so serious Avera and say, I'm already punishing him for the serious Avera. Teaches us the Gemara, that's not the case. Everything is taken into consideration. As the Pasuk says in Mishle, in Koheles, says the Mesil Shesharim, Kis kol ma'aseh halakim, Kis kol ma'aseh halakim yavah b'mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take everything into consideration. Al kol ne'elam em'tovim ra, no matter what you've done, you will be considered for what you've done. Amar Yesh Lakish kol matah dina shadar ger, if somebody treats and treats the ger improperly, kilamata dina shamala. It's as if he's turning and he's miscarrying justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the pasuk says, "V'krafti alechem v'mishpat," the pasuk that we just read, and the pasuk says, "V'krafti alechem v'mishpat v'yisi eid namar v'machashim v'manafim v'mishboim v'shaker ba'oshkish chasocher amone yosim v'ger." Says the Gemara, the Pasuk speaks about Mate. The Pasuk says, when you miscarry the justice of an Eger, it's as if you're miscarrying the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens, explains the Mefarshim, is that when somebody mistreats the guy dying, mistreats a Ger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that extremely seriously. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the ger gets back that what he lost improperly. And because we caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, to have to do that and spend his time, Kaviyachol, doing something that he didn't want to do, doesn't have to do, that's why we will have to pay for that. Amar Chanina bar Papa, Kolos Dova Mescharet. If somebody does an Aveira, but he regrets having done the Avera, Meichelai, immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel that Avera. Shenema v'lironi am Hashem tzuvakos. If somebody doesn't fear me, that's when the Pasuk says he will be punished. Hayiruni, if somebody fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Meichel miyad, the power of tshuva. And that's what all the Mefarshim explain. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for our tshuva. And when he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us do tshuva, he will not be so quick to punish it. So I saw that some of Farshim explained that one should not understand the Gemara to me, meaning that if somebody did the wrong thing and he did tshuva, it's just wiped away. But our Gemara has been referring to Pasuk that if a person does an Avera, not only does the Kadosh Baruch Hu punish him, but he punishes him quickly. And now Gemara is saying that he gets punished, but it isn't done that quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to do tshuva. And particularly if he comes to the Madrega of being a Yiras Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely Meichelim. Rabbi Yochanan Kibbutz Laikra Bochi, Kes Kol Masel Kim Yoveh V'Mishpat, everything we've done, we will be judged. Akol Melam, even for things that are forgotten. Says the Gemara, Eved, Shirab HaShokel, like his Gornish Kodesh, that even if he did an Avera on Shogig, which is not as serious as Mezid, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges those Averas, so he said, Takana Yeshloi, does that individual have any hope? So, of course, the Mashah says, how could the Gemara suggest that a person is punished equally on a Shogig and Mezid? Isn't Shas full of situations that Shogig has a different punishment than Mezid? So one teretz, he says, is that sometimes there's a Shogig that technically the person who did the Aveira was a Shogig, but it's a Shogig Karv Lemezid. And a Shogeg Karv Lemezid is treated very much similarly to a Mezid. Another pshat that he says is that a Shogeg, we know, is that the person did not know what he was doing, that what he was doing was the wrong thing to do. But had he learned, he would have known what he was doing was wrong. And that's what the Gemara means to say. That's what he meant to say, that he's judged on a Shogeg Mezid. You have no excuse. What you should have done is, you should have learned. And if you would have learned, you would know what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. My kol neman, so the Gemara says, even a kol nelam, a person is punished. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Rav Zeh Hari Kinam Bifnei Chaveri. If somebody kills a fly in front of somebody else, and nimaspa, and the person who is watching this is repulsed, that is a situation where a person is going to be punished. And the reason why it's considered nelam, because the person doesn't realize that he did something wrong. When a person does something wrong and he realizes that he did something wrong, there's always the hope and the opportunity that he will do tshuva. But when he doesn't recognize what he's done, then we have to be concerned that he won't realize that he needs to do tshuva. V'shmul amma harak b'fnei chaveri minimus. What it's referring here is somebody who spits, expels saliva in front of one else. And as the Mefarshim explained, killing an ant, killing a fly, is something that you don't have to do, especially if the fly and the ant are not bothering you. But when the saliva is coming out, it's difficult to control it. And the Gemara is teaching us that even that, a person should be considering the feelings of others. And if he doesn't consider that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge him. And in fact, the Ramah, when he quotes this halacha, says that's only when he could have controlled himself from expelling it. But if he couldn't have controlled himself from expelling it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not have any claim against him because it was an uncontrollable situation. The Shach says it depends in front of who you are expelling the saliva. If you're expelling your saliva in front of a Rebbe, in front of a Talmud Chacham, where there's a concept of Kavod HaTorah, we of course have to be much more concerned. The Pasuk said, Im Toiv Vimra. What does that mean? Amri Debei Reb Yanei, Zeh Anois and Stokal Ani Beforesya. That's if somebody gives Stokah, so somebody's doing a wonderful thing that he's giving Stokah, but he gives it to him publicly. Stokah should not be given publicly, which will embarrass the receiver. He saw somebody giving money to a poor person publicly. It would have been better had you not given that stokah. That you gave him that stokah, and you embarrassed him. And therefore, even though you thought you did a wonderful thing, but you didn't really do such a wonderful thing, you caused this person terrible embarrassment. And here we see the concept that we often discuss, and that is the concept of matan b'seser. And as the Miri says, if somebody gives tzedakah to a poor person publicly, he would have been better off not giving the tzedakah. Because by giving the tzedakah in a public fashion, you embarrassed the individual, and you would have been better off not giving the tzedakah. However, that the other achronim go on to say, it really depends on the individual. There's some individuals who are known to be wealthy people. And because they're wealthy people, and sometimes they come upon hard times, but they don't want anybody to know. Such person particularly, one should avoid giving tzedakah publicly. However, the achronim do say that if this is an individual who's going around and collecting tzedakah, then there's no concern of giving him tzedakah publicly. Because the person went around publicly asking for tzedakah, so obviously there's no issue. Of course, the Mashal says that even though normally we have a concept of essay doichalaisasei, so shouldn't the essay of giving tzedakah be doichalaisasei of embarrassing the person? So he says that as much as there's a rule of essay doichalaisasei, the essay doichalaisasei doesn't apply in all situations. It only applies in a situation where he could have not done it any other way. But if a person could have done the mitzvah without violating the lois asei, then of course we can't rely on asei doicha lois asei. And therefore, in this situation where he could have given him the tzedakah in private, he has no right to give him the tzedakah publicly, which will cause him embarrassment. The Sefer Zeich L'Chagiga makes a very interesting point. He says, we say in davening, Lo'olam ye adam yirushmayim b'seisa u'begolui. What pshat that we have to be yirushmayim b'seisa u'begolui? And the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, when we say the vidui, we say achet shechaton l'fenechob b'seis begolui u'b'seisa. We've mentioned all of the averus for which we have to do tshuva. Why do we repeat begolui u'b'seisa? So he explains that aside from the issue of the averos that a person violates throughout the year, there's another factor to take into consideration. And that is, even when you did a mitzvah, but if you didn't do the mitzvah in the proper fashion, you did the mitzvah begolui, and you could have done the mitzvah beseiser, the Gemara that we're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us for that as well. That's what the Gemara means. That's what we mean when we say it al chayt. Besides that, we did the Aveiro. Even the mitzvahs that we did, do we do it beseiser, or do we do that mitzvahs begoli when we could have done the beseiser, and for that we have to do tshuva as well? Says the Gemara from Rav Amar. Rav says that what is this debate of Sheila Amri? What is this pasuk referring to? Zeh noisim tzedakah l'isha beseiser. If somebody gets tzedakah to a woman in a private fashion, that the kamais le'echshada, the people will accuse them that what he's done here is only because he had an immoral relationship for which he is paying. Rav Amar, that the pasuk is referring here to, zeh meshagel ishta basa shena mechotach. We know that the halach is one has to take out from the animal the chaylev, which is also to eat, and one has to take out the gidin, the giranosh, of course, we're not allowed to eat. There are other gidin, there are other veins and arteries that have to be removed from an animal, those that are near the giranosh, those that are full of blood. And the Gemara says, not everybody is familiar with these halachas. And says the Gemara, if somebody sends to his wife on Erev Shabbos this type of meat, that there should be meat in the home, L'Kovet Shabbos, and his wife won't have the opportunity, especially since she's not an expert in this field, to ascertain if this meat is 100% kosher, if it was properly manukar, and that could cause that people in the family, people will eat chaylev. Ask the Gemara, but how could Rava have offered this interpretation? But Rava Mishagar, Rava would send this type of meat. If such a piece of meat came to him, he would send this meat on Erev Shabbos. How could he do so? Answers the Gemara, Shani Bas Rav Chisda. The wife of Rava was the daughter of Rav Chisda. The Kimla Gavo de Bekiah. He knew that she was a big expert. So Pasha Pshat is that she was a big expert in Nikur, and she could quickly tell if the meat was properly manukar or not. Another pshat was that he was a Yerushamayim. He knew his wife was a type of individual that even though Friday afternoon is a very hectic time, and it's likely that an individual on Friday afternoon is going to maybe not pay proper attention to the meat, but a person who is of a proper level of Yerushamayim, we don't have that concern. And that says the Gemara, that was the type of woman his wife was, that he didn't have to worry would serve something that wasn't 100% kosher, and that's why he could feel comfortable sending her that meat even Friday afternoon. Rabbi Yaakov came out to like Kro Bochi. The pasuk says, "V'hoyikim sinsena oisa raus rabbis for tzoris." Says the Gemara, "Eved shrabi mamtzel loy raus for tzoris." A person, an eved, who's going to suffer raus for tzoris. Is there any hope for such a person? A person who's going to be in such a situation, what is his hope? However, I saw that Rabbi Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav,
would explain this puzzle, say this Gemara, not the way we read it. Takana Yeshloi, does he have any hope? But what it rather means is Takana Yeshloi. Sometimes, as we're going to learn in the Shir, a person suffers, and a person is upset that he's suffering. But the Gemara is saying Takana Yeshloi, by having this type of, by suffering in this world, that's how a person will have a takana. The person will be saved in the next world. I saw that the Bin Ishchai explains the Gemara that normally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if a person is supposed to suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it to him in small bite-sized pieces, that he shouldn't have to suffer so terribly. What the Gemara is saying here is that if somebody is punished in a way of tzoros rabbis with tzoros rabbis, that he doesn't have a chance. There's so many, the tzoros come one after the other. What is going to be here? My rois for tzoros. So ask them, what does rois rabbis for tzoros mean? I'm rather rois shenas tzoros luzu. Sometimes a person suffers in a way that the two ways he's suffering actually cannot coexist. Kigoyim. Somebody who was bitten by a syrup, by a bee, and akraba by a scorpion. It says the Gemara that each one, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, and the Avchav Ches Amabei says that the refuah for each one of these diseases is just the opposite. For an akrav, for a scorpion bite, the best is to have hot water. And for a bee bite, it's cold water. And this person who was bitten by both of them hasn't. Whatever he'll do, nothing will be bad for the other machla. So the Beis Halevi explains this Gemara a pidrush. He says that there are two types of averus which are very, very serious averus. One is that a person doesn't believe in Hashem, and the other is that a person does believe in something which is totally foolish and meaningless. And what the Gemara means to say is that these two averis are actually, explains the Beis Halevi, contradictory. Not believing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu typically emanates from gaiva. The pasuk says, "V'ram levavecha," you become arrogant, "V'shechachtas Hashem," you forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you say, "V'amarta koichi v'oitzim yadi asli yischayel azeh." You think that all of your success comes from you, not from Hashem. But if that's the case, that's apikarsis. So if that person doesn't believe in Hashem, but he doesn't believe in anything else, so it all emanates from his arrogance. But if thou, this person who doesn't believe in Hashem, believes in something that's foolish, the aveira is so much more compounded. If you really believe that it all comes from your greatness, how do you believe in these foolishness? And that's why it's a double tzara. Shulam azeh mamti. It refers to an individual who gives money to a poor person in a difficult time. Because even though he gave tzedakah, because why did you wait to such a situation where the ani is in such a terrible place? If he would have given it to him in a better time, then the ani could have maybe invested that money or used something with that money and not come to this terrible situation. Amar Rav, Hanad Emrenchi, Zuzel ala l'shchiyach. A person needs money, and you don't give him a penny, they should be able to buy food. L'tlos l'shchiyach. But when he's to put it in a place where it won't be safe, for that there's money. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained this Gemara, that the Ar Zeruah explains that many times giving tzedakah is fantastic. But the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, Mr. Shem, we're going to learn, explains that what is the shear that a person is considered in those times an ani, that he is not allowed to take tzedakah? And at what point is he considered a person that he may take tzedakah? So the Gemara gives the shear as two saim zuz, 200 zuz. So now you have a person that has 199 zuz. Because he only has 199 zuz, he's entitled to tzedakah. And there's somebody ready to give him 1,000 zuz, a very decent amount of tzedakah. And now somebody goes over and gives this individual 1 zuz. What have you done by giving him 1 zuz? You've taken away from him the opportunity for him to get 1,000 zuz. So you think you did a mitzvah, but really what you've done is very detrimental. The pasuk says, "V'chari api boy b'yom ahu v'zafti v'starti ponim ahem." Amar baradiba tamrumi amar rav kosh en mast upon him. Somebody who sometimes feels as if he's being ignored. If there's somebody who never feels that he's ignored, if somebody that whatever he davens for, he gets, Eina Mehem, is not considered part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael suffers. We don't always get what we want because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. And therefore, we don't always get what we want. And the continues the Gemara, Kosh Eina V'Hayu L'Echo, somebody who isn't under, the, in those days, particularly under the attack from the Akum, it's again, Eina Mehem, it's a ride that is not one of Klal Yisrael. So I saw that the Sefer Tveris Bonim explains that Kol She'enoi, if somebody is in the category that's not Enoi, if somebody is, if somebody who suffers is not and does and falls, Eina Mehem, then he's not part of Klal Yisrael. What Klal Yisrael has to be is that even when they're suffering, they remain steadfast in their Amunot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody doesn't have in him that quality, then he can't be part of Klal Yisrael. So I saw that the Sefer Eimer Banim Smecha says, what is the Gemara trying to teach us? He says that the Gemara is not speaking necessarily, he explains, about sorrows that affect an individual. But rather, he explains that the Gemara is coming to teach us that let's say somebody else is suffering. And when somebody else is suffering, this person takes the attitude, well, it's the other person that's suffering and has nothing to do with me. If somebody takes the attitude that if another Jew is suffering and it has nothing to do with me, Eina Mehem, then he's not part of Klal Yisrael. The characteristic of Klal Yisrael is that we feel one for the other. And even when a second person is suffering, we feel as if we are suffering. Amalei Rabbana L'Rava, says the Gemara, the Rabbana said to Rava, Ma loy behest upon him, he said, you know, we see that you, Baruch Hashem, very successful. V'loy behayu lech l'isei, the Akum don't start up with you. Are you aware how much I have to send to the government that they shouldn't, to bribe them and to pay them off, that they shouldn't indeed start up with me? But says the Gemara, since the Rabbanan had said something, this is the concept of an ayin hara, that when somebody says something, even though his intention was not to do any bad, but ayin hara has that ability to do bad, even if the person that didn't have any bad intention. And since he was the victim of an ayin hara, ad hocha shada by dvei shva malka, he got a notice from the government for gavua, and they took away from him all of his money. Amar Rava, and so Rava said at that point, Hanan Tanya, Aram Shim ben Gamliel, Kom Makom Shnosno Chacham Einayim, wherever there's a situation of an Ayin Hara, we have Oy Misa Oy Oyni. And as the Gemara explains many places, that are Oni Choshev Kmeis, and therefore he suffered because of the Ayin Hara. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "V'noicha hasta asta panai b'yomahu." Amar Rav Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Api Shestarti Panim Ahem. Even though Klal Yisrael was in a terrible situation, B'chaloyim Adababai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still lets us know in a dream what's going to happen. And by the Kadosh Baruch Hu letting us know in a dream what's going to happen, we know to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he'll save us from our tzaros. And as the Yad Eliyahu explains, even though we live in a time where there are no Nevi'im, and Nevi'im were able to see and tell what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to do, the Gemara is still teaching us that even in these difficult times of Golus, we still have a way of being always able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Yada Netuya Leinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is over us. Shneimer, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Uvetzel Yada Ktzisicha, we are covered in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya have koi bekesa. Shua ben Chananya was at the home of the king. Achvai hu apikorsa, there was an apikorsa. Throughout Chazal, Rashi explains that apikorsa are those who don't believe in Torah, Shabbat Peh, and he showed him with his hand, Amad Adrinim Moral Apimene, the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned away his face from them, Vachvele, and he showed him back, Rav Shuma Hananya motioned with his hand back, Yodin Atuyaleinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still protecting us. Amalei Kesar Rishua, so the Kesar who observed this exchange asked Rishua, my Achvilach, what was meant with what he showed you? So he said, what he meant to show us was, Amad Adrinim Moral Apimene, that we are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel has turned away from. And I responded, Yod Natuya Aleinu, he's still here to protect us. Amalei, Lahumina, my Achvislei. So now they asked this Apikiris, indeed, what was your intention in showing him? And he said, I meant to show him, Amad Adrinim Moral Apimene, that you are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his face away from. And then he asked him, he asked the Sabikaris, Ma Achvalach, and how do you understand how Rabbi Shua replied to you? So he says, Lo Yudana, I did not understand what he meant. Omar, so at that point they said, Omru, the officers of the king said, Gavrit Lo Yodam, my Machvalay B'mochim, an individual that can't understand what's being shown to him, Kama Yechavi Kama Malka, is he a person that's worthy to stand in front of the king? Afku of a Katlu, they took him out to be killed. Because in those days, it was very common that the very intelligent people, the people who stood in front of the king, would not speak directly. The only way they would speak with showing with their hands. And he was being told, if you can't live that way, then you don't deserve to be here. And he was killed. And the Chasam Sofer explains this Gemara that with a mashal, there were two people that did something against the king and they were deserving a punishment. One was thrown out of the country. And the other was every month he was supposed to get a certain amount of malchus, a certain amount of lashes. So the one who was getting lashes every month says, as long as I'm still able to be in the country I come from, it's worth it, even though it requires I get lashes. The other one, who was chased out of the country, lost that opportunity. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we're suffering, but while it was being told, this, where Yeshua was telling this Apikiris, even though Klai Yisrael, because of our Averis, because of the Golus, are suffering, but we're still under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're still the Am Hashem. We're still under the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is better than anything else that could be. How will we be able to debate these Apikorsim that was very common that happened those days when we don't have him to be able to answer them? So he said to them, the Pasuk says, of the Eitzim Ibonim, Nisrucha Chachmasai. Kivin Sh'av the Eitzim Ibonim, when Klal Yisrael lose their wisdom, Nisrucha Chachmasai Shechumus Olam. It's all connected one to the other. Vibay Seima. And therefore, we won't have to worry about Apikarsim. They won't be the same. Vibay Seima Mahacha. V'yayma, the Pasuk says, that after Yaakov met Esav, V'yayma Nisrucha Nechav Elchan Agdecha, that Klal Yisrael and the Umas Olam are on the same level. And if we're not able to respond to them because we don't have the Chochmah, they don't have to reply either. And I saw Rav Tzadik explains that in every generation, the Torah is given to every generation according to what that generation is able to understand. And therefore, even if there are generations that are people who are not such great tzaddikim, but says Rav Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that this is the people that are existing at this time and place. And these are the people who are existing in this time and place. This is the way I will give them the opportunity to learn Torah, even though they're not on the same madrega. Rav Ila Kav is Solik Bedarga de Rabbi by Shela. Rav Ila, as he was walking up the ladder of the Bar of Shela, and I saw the Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara. He says, in those times, they did not have a regular staircase like we have nowadays. And we understand that when somebody walks up a ladder, he has to be careful, he has to pay attention that chas v'sholem, he shouldn't fall. And the Gemara is teaching us here that this individual, even though he was walking up a dangerous ladder, he was still thinking Divrei Torah. Says the Shamali Yanukad Avakari. He heard this young child learning the Pasuk, Kihina Yoitza Haram Varich Ruach Umagil Adam Asichai. Omar, Evich, Rabbi Magil Masichai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to play the video to us and tell us over everything that we discussed. Takana Yeshloi, how will we be able to withstand that din the Cheshbon? Says the Gemara, my sichai, what is the definition of sichai? Amarav, a feel of sichai seira, shebein ish lishtoi, even a husband and wife that speak before they have relations, but they speak more than they should have, magidin lo yilo adam b'shas misoi, a person is going to have to give din the cheshbon for that after he leaves the world. Eini, says the Gemara, is that true? Rav Kahana have a guni tosu puri the Rav. Rav Kahana slept under the bed of Rav because he wanted to learn from his Rebbe even how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to have relations with his wife. V'shamid the soch v'tzoch, that he spoke to his wife and he made her happy, and then they had relations. Amr and Rav Kahana said, Domi Pumi the Rav commanded Lo Tamal Tavshila, your mouth is like you never had relations, you speak in such a fashion. Amr Le Kahana Puk, please leave this place. Lav Ar, it's not the Recheretz to be here. The Malbim says that it's difficult to understand this Gemara literally, that Rav Kahana was laid under the bed of Rav to observe how Rav had relations, such a lack of tznius. And therefore he says that what Rav Kahana did was that he lived in the apartment below Rav, and he took a ladder and he was standing under the ceiling, under the floor, the ceiling of Rav's apartment to hear. And to which Rav said, this is still a lack of Derech Eretz. But we see that Rav did do this as he had relations. Answered the Gemara Lakasha, Kanda Tzarech L'Tzuyei, a wife has to be in the proper mood when you have relations. So if that is what is required, then it's Mutta. The Loi Tzarech L'Tzuyei, but when it's not required, it should not be done. The Pasuk says, Emir Mir V'Loim Sishmuv V'Mistar Tifka Nafshi V'Mnei Gaiva. Amar Shmuel ben Yanya Mishmei the Rav. Makom Yesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place in Shemayim where he cries, and that place is called Mistorim Shema. Ma'im Nei Geva. And what is Pshat Nei Geva? Amar Shmuel ben Yitzchak Nei Gavosam SheYisrael. The greatness of Klal Yisrael SheNitna Mehem, that we have lost. VeNitna LaOiv DeKachavim, and has now been given to the Oiv DeKachavim. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Nei Gavosam Shemachus Shemayim. The covet that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given to the Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Umiyika B'chia Kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there such a situation in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'omer HaPapa, Einat Sivus L'fenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no sorrow by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem the Pasuk says, Hoid V'hod L'fonov, Oiz V'ched V'bim Kaimai, there's only Simcha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answer the Gemara L'kasha, Hava Batei Gavoyim, in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory, the Bati Gavoy, the inner home places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is not all seen, there is Bechiyah. Haba Bati Baroi, where the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen, the Hoyt V'Hador, there is no Bechiyah. Ask the Gemara, Bati Baroi Loi, is that true that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cry in an open place, Kav Yochel? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yikra Hashem alakir tzvokais b'yaymahu l'bechiyah l'mispad l'karcha l'chag, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was terribly upset, says the Gemara, there the Pasuk is referring to Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Afilu Melache Shalom, the Melache Shalom who represent Simcha, Shalom, Baruch Hu cry. Shnei Mehen Arol Tzokah Chotza, Mar Che Shalom, Mar Yevkoyen, because of Churban Abayis. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, V'termoya Tidma V'tere Enai Dima, K'nishba Eder Hashem. Amr Blazer Sholosh Tomel Salalu. The Pasuk speaks about three tears. Loma, what are the three teardrops? Achas Amigdash Rishon, one is for the Churban Amigdash Rishon. Achas Amigdash Sheni, v'achas Yisrael Shegolim Mekaimam, the Klal Yisrael are suffering in a Golus. V'kedamri Achas Abitl Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for the Abitl Torah. Says the Gemara Mishlam Amandam Al Yisrael Shegolu, Hainid Ksiv, the Pasuk indeed says, K'nishba Eid Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flak, Klal Yisrael have been captured. But ask the Gemara, El Amanda Omer Bittel Torah, asking my my kinish be'ed Hashem. Where's that taught here? Says the Gemara, Kivin shegol Yisrael m'kaimam. When Klai Yisrael go to Golus, that, and we don't have the Menuchas HaNefesh, En l'cha bitl Torah God mezeh, that is the biggest bitl Torah. Tana Abonim, Shloisha, there are three, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ayich aleim b'chol yoyim, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries every day. Ashef shel asik b'Torah, somebody who's able to learn Torah, ve'ein ha'isik, and he doesn't learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, I gave you the ability to learn Torah and you don't. Val Shiev Shalask Batira Vaisik, and somebody who can't learn Torah and learns. Val Parnas on a leader on Klal Yisrael Misgalat Tzibur that acts in arrogant fashion. So of course all the Mefarshim ask, somebody Eef Shalask Batira Vaisik, so how, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset at that? This person is still doing the best he can to learn. So Misha explains that the way to learn the Gemara is somebody who has no time to learn Torah because of Isaac. He's busy with all sorts of other things. And because he's busy with all other things, that prevents him from learning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, why are you wasting your time? Another pshat is that the Yaakov explains, is somebody that is a, not as Amoritz. Because, and he should be careful not to teach Torah, and not to issue piskei halacha in subject that he's not knowledgeable, because ultimately that's going to cause that people will follow the wrong thing because of him. Another explanation is that somebody who doesn't have time to learn, but still does what he can to learn, of course, it's very commendable. And what happens now is that others who don't live life that way, if there are people who do whatever they can to learn Torah, even though it's difficult for them, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to other people, why aren't you like this people? Another explanation that I saw, Dimri Chaim explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each one of us with our own place in this world. And the place, sometimes the place in this world is for an individual not to be learning Torah. The place of this individual is that this person should be giving tzedakah. He says, if you have a wealthy person, and it comes Purim, and Purim we know is a day where everybody is supposed to give tzedakah, and this wealthy person sits down to learn Purim afternoon. So you would think he's fantastic, he's learning. No, now is the time for you to be giving tzedakah. Now is not the time to be giving tzedakah. Another pshat that I sort of Shmuel Shadron says, everybody has to recognize their own strengths and weaknesses in learning. There are people who are meant to be lamdonim. There are people who are meant to be balei halacha. And everybody has to recognize what is their strength and weakness in learning. And if somebody tries just to imitate someone else, even though he's not on that madrega, he should be doing something else when he's learning, you have to be smart in your learning, and learn what you can learn, and learn where you can learn, not where it's not your strength. Rav have a knock at Sefer Kinnis. Rav was holding a Sefer Kinnis, the Kakar Begavei, and he was reading the Sefer Kinnis. Kimot alai psuka. When he got to the pasuk that says, Hishlok meshamayim, oretz, tferes Yisrael, notam yodei. Omar, and he says, look at what happens to Klal Yisrael. Me igra rama labira amikta. We're thrown from high roof down. It's not just that we suffer, but we suffer terribly. Rabbi Rav Zairik have a shakuv v'azav b'hocha. They were walking in the street. Kamata lumas. They came to a certain city. Amri ikat subim rabban and hocha. And they asked, is there any talmud chacham here? Nezav and nakabel ape. Let us go greet him. Amri ikat subim rabban and hocha. There is indeed a talmud chacham in this city. Omar naim hava. And he's, however, unfortunately, he's blind. Amalei Rav Chila Rebbe tivat. You should not go. V'leitazalzav and nesiyoscha. You are the Nasi, and it's inappropriate that you, the Nasi, should go greet the person who's not of a very high stature. Ezal Novak Ape, and he said, I will go and greet him. Takfe, and Rebbe grabbed Rebchia's hand, Vosbahadei. And they went, and he said, I'm not going to excuse myself. I'm going to also greet this person. Says the Gemara Kavavitra Mene. When they were leaving this blind person, Amalu, Atam Kibaltam Panam Hanirim Ve'enirayim, he said to them, you greeted me, somebody who could see, could be seen but not be seen. Tisklag b'panim aroyim v'nirin. You should be zoicha to see somebody who cannot be seen. Amalei echo hashtos. Rebbe said to Rabbi Chiya, if not that, if I would have not insisted that I come, menatim v'nebuchasay, you would have held back the bracha. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that this Gemara is very much connected to what we've been learning in our Masechta. We spoke about Aliyah L'Regel, and we learned about a Suma B'Akas Me'enov. It's Potter from Aliyah L'Regel because he can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's, we should be able to see, go to be Aliyah L'Regel where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us with both eyes. Amalei, so they asked him, Man Shmilach, who taught you this wonderful expression? He said, Mipakad Rabbi Yaakov Shmila. I heard it from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Ishchitaya, have a makba abbe the rabbi kol yoyma. He would greet his Rebbe every day. Kikash, when Rabbi Yaakov got old and he could no longer go every day, Amalei, he said to him, Loinustar mad lo yochamar, don't feel bad that you can't do this anymore. Amalei, Mizata, by the Ksuba Rabbanon, Vichi oil and netzach lo yirach shachas, kiyiru chachamu yamasu. The pasuk is that a person who greets Talmid Chachamim will not see Gehenim. Says the Gemara, Ma'a Roy Chachamim Sisoson Yichya, V'chayayim Ha'achs V'kama, how great it is to go visit Talmid Chachamim. Ravidi Avuda of Yaakov Idi, have ruggled, have also tossed Yarachim Ba'orcha. He would travel 3 months, V'avichad Yom Be'raf, in order to be in the yeshiva for one day, V'karvali Rabbanan, and Rabbanan would call him, Ba'abei Rav D'chad Yoyma, somebody who attended the yeshiva for one day a year. Cholishtate. And he felt bad that he was called by that name, as if he only learned what day. Kara Nafshe. And he said about himself, Schoik L'Rei Eryu. He's the subject of ridicule. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, B'metusinach. I beg of you, L'Tanisha Rabbanon, don't be the, don't say this, because by saying this, then you're being punished. And I saw that Rav Nosson Gestetten in the Sefer Laris Nosson says that the Gemara teach, the lesson of this Gemara is that a person should do whatever he can. And if he could only learn one day, then he should learn that one day. And says the Gemara, Nofak Rav Yochanan Be Medrasha, V'darish V'oisi Yoyim Yoyim Drashon V'das Drocha Yich Ptsoyin. The question is, V'chibi Yoyim Darshan Asai, B'layel Ein Darshan Asai, do we only connect that Kadosh Baruch Hu by day, not by night? Aloy Malach to teach us Kolos B'tayr Fili Yoyim Echad B'shana, Malav Alav Akosu Ki Lois Kol Shana. Kadosh Baruch Hu is only going to look what we can do, and we will be judged if we learn, if we could only learn that one day. But we learn that one day, that's all Kadosh Baruch Hu will demand of us. So the question I saw that Moshe Soloveitchik asks, but he could have been learning when he's traveling to the yeshiva or from the yeshiva. So Moshe Soloveitchik said that from here we see that to learn properly you need a yeshiva, you need a Beis Medrash. It's not the same learning. Became a Midas Pronis, the Ksiv, the Mispah Yomah Shatatim as Aretz. So the question is, V'chiba Abim Shana Chatu, they didn't sin for 40 years. V'arbaim Yom Chatu, the Aver of the Meragim was for 40 days. Aloy Malach, Kol Oiva Aver Afil Yom Echad B'shana, Mal of a kosu kilo of a koloshana kula, as if he did an aver for a whole year. So Mefarshim asks, isn't me the taiva merubma merida pranius? And why did a Kadosh Baruch Hu punish them that every day they should be punished for a year? So Mefarshim say it really wasn't a punishment; it was a bracha, because we know that the reason a Kadosh Baruch Hu let them live for 40 years is that even anybody who is only 20 years old should not die in the midbar before he was 60. So in a way, it was a tremendous bracha that these people were given the opportunity to continue living and not have to die so young. And sometimes what we think is a midas peronius actually represents a tremendous bracha.